If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 11th day of February 2011. Happy birthday to Taylor Lautner, who is 19 today. Matthew Lawrence is 31. Bryce Beckham is 35. Sheryl Crow is 49. Burt Reynolds is 75. And today would have been Leslie Nielsen's birthday. We miss him deeply. I spend a lot of time online. YouTube is probably my favorite thing that I do on the internet. I say probably. I enjoy doing the audio boo, but you know, YouTube is really the full force of my creativity. And recently I've had two videos up. One was the failed tornado drill that we had a couple of days ago, and then the most recent is about Starbucks and the Alex from 1994, who I asked to be a part of this because he is a huge Starbucks customer. When he walks in the door, they know what to fix. I mean, he has his coffee ready for him. So I ask him to be a part of the video, and he immediately said yes. And he's one of these rarities in YouTube. And as many people as make videos, you can understand this. When he says he's going to do something, Alex will do it. This is the same. This is why, and Allie and I have had this conversation before about my collaboration channel that I'm in with Alistair and Chris, Rogue Blue Jay, and my name is Chris Yeo. And we love to work together because when we say we're going to do something, we do it. As we'll put together an idea, a script, an outline, and in a couple of days, the video's online because we immediately make our videos and put the thing up there. So anyway, it's fun to do. And Alex is exactly the same way. So when I asked him to be a part of this, I sent him the questions that I was going to ask, and he sent me back a video that was just ace. It was one of these that had everything that I needed. It had more than I needed. And he had brakes in the right place, and it was well done, and it looked good, and it was well shot and well lit, and audio was fine. Perfect. And I've known Alex for a while because we share a love of radio. He introduced me to Tune Vibes. He does fantastic graphic work, and I love graphics. So anyway, just a quality, grade A YouTuber. No, there's not going to be a video up tomorrow. I'm not doing anything new today. Thank you. But it's gotten a lot of great comments. My channel is sort of stagnating right now. I'm just sitting right almost at 6,000 subscribers, which is far more than I ever thought I would have. I'm not complaining, believe me. But you see people like Alex, who have a great following, and he gets a lot of comments on his videos, and a lot of people. And sure enough, the real joy that I get is in directing people to other people's channels. I have a shout out at the end of all my videos that point people to channels that I think that other people would like to see. Now, I asked Alex to be in the video. He's doing a favor for me. And I do get requests of people wanting to be a part of my videos, which I normally don't do. I'll do a thing called unsuspecting co-host, which I generally go and rip off their material and use it without them knowing it, because I think it's just hysterical for them to be watching my video, and I picture them freaking out when they see themselves on my video. But I don't intentionally invite people to come into my video just because I had a kind of a weird experience with somebody that didn't quite turn out the way they thought it should, and I didn't use all the material that they sent. And so I said, okay, you know, I just don't need to do this anymore. But I think I'm still creative. I still enjoy the creative process. My parents allowed me to be creative, to think outside the box, to do what I thought seemingly was the impossible. Can you imagine? I was 13 years old. Well, actually, I was 11 when I figured out I wanted to be on the radio. And my parents never said, well, you can't be on the radio. Why? They never. It was this, okay. And I went about doing what I had to do to make it happen. And I think this is why I have so many young people that like my videos and that I can relate to, because they're in the same creative mode. You think about it. When you go to university and you leave school, unless you get into some sort of business that requires that you be creative on a continual basis, like radio, like doing a morning show, you're pretty well stuck in the system. And I never really got out of that. I've always done creative things and have always found an outlet for my creativity, and I think that they relate to that. They see that I'm, in a weird way, an old version of one of them. And in a strange way, when they see me, they think to themselves, you know, maybe it's not all over. Maybe when I get older, I don't have to be some sort of stuck-up, weird curmudgeon that nobody wants to talk to. I can relate. So I am very appreciative to them for accepting me and making me a part of their world. It means a lot. It'll mean a lot if we meet together on Monday.